do the 22, where to stay and play in Leelanau County, why not stay in, well, in an historic building and more? Cheryl Hutchinson to talk about the great opportunities that are awaiting. Good morning to you, Cheryl.
Good morning.
All
thanks,
right.
Cheryl.
Good that you are here, and welcome to down south from where you hail, and our prize and all
yeah,
that good stuff.
Your trees are just a little bit behind ours.
Oh, does that mean yours are starting to turn?
They're popping.
Are they
yeah,
popping?
Yeah, they're beautiful.
Where are you located formally?
Sutton's Bay, Michigan.
A couple hours north?
Two and a quarter. Easy drive.
Yes. Yeah. Do the 22. Let's just get this out of the way. What's that 22?
Well, M22 is the highway that runs around the peninsula. So you can bike it, you can run it, you can drive it, hit all the wineries, beaches.
And your role in all of this is to guide us, to help us lodge appropriately, and to show us a good time in this area?
Exactly.
Yes. Give me more of exactly how you spend your day, Cheryl.
Oh, boy. Well, I get up and I run with my dogs.
Oh, you do? Yeah. I didn't even know that. Good.
But, you know, we're surrounded by the water. We're on West Bay. It can't be more spectacular. It's fresh water, blue skies, and right now the trees are really tremendous. They're turning, and our orchards have just finished all of their harvesting, so we've got wonderful wineries celebrating, and pretty healthy lifestyle.
Are you the proprietor of historic lodging properties?
Well, of the two I have, yes. Yeah.
What do you have?
I have an old stone schoolhouse that was built in 1906 by field stones that farmers brought in, 3-foot-wide walls. I've turned it into, it was an operating school, that in fact I went to school at years in the 60s. I was a baby, and
yes.
Turned it into 4 condos, all 2-bedroom, 2.5-bath, 14-foot ceilings, retained all the original flooring and repurposed all the windows, so you have a real feel that it was a classroom, but it's got very modern interiors now.
Does one stay all 4 seasons, or
yeah,
especially
it's open,
fall?
No, it's open all year round. You can stay for 2 nights, 3 nights a week, or extended stays. I have a lot of executives that stay there.
Okay. So this is under the historical schoolhouse that's been converted to sustainable condos.
Yes.
It's kind of like how the Airbnbs work.
Yes. I mean, you can get to me through Airbnb, but if you book direct, we can talk about specials.
Ooh, that would be the way to go, right?
Right.
What else do you offer us, Cheryl?
Well, we have a lodge. It's a retreat. It was an old, built in 1890, an old lodge that was converted into a home, and then I bought it a year or two ago and turned it into a fabulous retreat. It's right on the water, has wraparound decks, traditional old Michigan Victorian style.
So this is the exclusive beach lodge on West Grand Traverse Bay.
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah.
And you bought that lodge?
I did. Yeah. It was family owned by an author up in Northern Michigan, James Hendricks, who wrote 65 novels back in the 30s, 40s, and 50s. Wow. So, and he had 300 acres there, and he built little cabins that he'd go out and write at. So it's very inspirational. You walk in, you look out, you look east at the water, and really easy to decompress. So.
And again, all 4 seasons you're inviting us to do.
Perfect for fall colors, but also holidays, into the winter if you want to snowshoe or go hiking.
Which you probably do.
I do.
Yes. Yeah. What else do you want us to play? Where else do you want us to play in Leelanau County?
Well, you know, we have a lot of things coming up. We have Iceman coming up. We have the Hunt for Red October, which is a wine tour that goes throughout the month. Early November, we have Toast the Season. Because it's become quite a, you know, it is an agricultural area,
yeah.
So we've got the apples and the fruit, but now we've got phenomenal wineries. In fact, Bregman Brothers is just down the block. They opened up a tasting room here on Pearl, 40 Pearl, and they are a couple of miles from the lodge. So fabulous wines, award-winning all over the country. And Mobby's, which is a wonderful sparkling winery, is a mile from the house. Black Star. So we're, and all those places are surrounded by the bike trail, so you can hike and bike, and in the winter you can snowshoe. A lot of opportunities like that. Plus, it's a foodie town. We've got the most phenomenal restaurants and a lot of farm-to-table activity going on.
And you're talking Sutton's Bay.
Sutton's Bay and Traverse City.
And Traverse City.
The Lodge is only 10 miles from Traverse City, 4 miles from Sutton's Bay.
That's nice to know. You know, yeah. I mean, Traverse City's a little larger than Sutton's, right?
Right, yes, yes. Right.
I'll never forget, I stayed on the Manitou sailboat.
Oh, did?
Yes.
Oh, how fun.
Did a tall ship. Actually did a story on it. And we anchored in the bay, Sutton's Bay, I think, for a stop or something
sure.
as such. So it was kind of cool.
Well, we have several great cafes and restaurants in town with superb chefs. So.
And do the22.com. That's a whole website of all of your doings, right?
Right. And it kind of show you where to stay, where to play, I mean, where the beaches are, where the restaurants are, what arts, you know, art in the community within all the counties. We've got Grand Traverse, Leelanau, and then Benzie is kind of at the end of M22 where Sleeping Bear is. So.
Cheryl Hutchinson again with us talking about doing the 22 and staying with your good folk with the exclusive beach lodge on West Grand Traverse Bay and back to this historical schoolhouse converted to sustainable condos. More on the history again, if you would.
It was back in 1906. I mean, farmers really saw a need to have a community school. It was K-12 in the beginning. Four graduating students were the first class,
wow.
Two of which went to Harvard. So, you know, it was a good education for northern Michigan. It was a logging area, and a lot of lumber would go through those harbors. And I have a huge series of murals within the hallway to show you kind of the history of the community and of the school and the athletes, I mean, the girls' basketball team from 1913, and it's pretty cool.
They weren't allowed to play full court back then.
They couldn't wear shorts, that's for sure.
Okay. Yeah. And just a couple minutes left, sustainable restoration, sustainable key here?
Yes, I don't have anything, we recycled everything throughout the process, which is a challenge when you're dealing with construction. We used all no VOC, no toxins in the paint, repurposed all the floors, so I didn't go out and rip everything out. I tried to save everything I possibly could.
What's your history with living up north, Cheryl?
I grew up in Sutton's Bay in Traverse City.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, I grew up on the water there and skiing and all the wonderful outdoor activity.
Doesn't leave your blood, does it?
No, I went to California and the West Coast for multiple decades, but finally came back, came to my senses.
There you go.
Came home. So.
All right, Cheryl, how do we find out more information about getting ourselves up and hanging out at the Beach Lodge and hanging out at the historical schoolhouse and watching these colors of leaves turn?
Yeah, I do the 22, so dothe22.com.
Nice. All right. Yeah. Sounds good. Let's do it. Cheryl Hutchinson, for sure I'll be up there for Iceman.
Excellent.
For the Welcome Slush Cup. All right. Thanks to you, and we'll talk again. Take care.
Perfect.
Yep. I'm Shelley Irwin. You're listening to the WGVU Morning Show here live from Art Prize.